Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contentious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We're so excited that you've taken the time out of your schedule to join us tonight. We're bringing the show all the way live from downtown Atlanta, Georgia. We're here at the Hyatt Hotel, the Hyatt Regency, I believe it's called, Hotel. And it's a fantastic view. They had us on the penthouse, 22nd floor, but it's so high that it's like I had to come down for some air. But we've got a great show planned for you tonight. I can't delay much. We're going to ask that all of you all that are calling in, we're going to ask that you confine your comments to 20 seconds or less because we've got a full show tonight. We've got a lot of folks coming online, and we want to cover a lot. Let me go ahead and bring in my co-host for the evening. I'm so excited to have them join us. Let's begin with Lady C. Lady C, welcome to the show live from Atlanta.
Well, hi. Hi, everybody. I can imagine how beautiful the hotel is because I went to a military ball, and the military ball was at the Hyatt in Savannah, Georgia. So I can imagine how beautiful it is.
This is absolutely gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. I've had complimentary service and treatment over here. It is absolutely gorgeous. Let me go to one of my neighbors here, and now I don't have to ask her how's the weather in Georgia because I'm getting to see it for myself in this part of Georgia. Let's go to Miss Jay from the Peach State. Miss Jay, hello and welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Hello there. Welcome to Atlanta. You're like 30 minutes from me.
Awesome. I was just out in Lithonia a few minutes ago, and I mean, the traffic out here, listen, you can have all your traffic. You know,
I know about the traffic, but just ignore the traffic and enjoy yourself.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that. Thank you very much. So far, Atlanta's been treating me quite well. Quite well.
That's good.
Let's go ahead and bring in. Thank you so much. Let's bring in Benny from the block. Benny from the block, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure to have you, sir.
Good evening, good evening. It's always a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you for it, and enjoy hot Atlanta.
All right. Yes, that's something to say. We're going to ask our featured guest. We're waiting for the featured guest to log in right now to press 1, actually, on your dial. We've got a featured guest that's going to be joining us live tonight, and we're waiting for that party to do so. There she is now. We've got our featured guest. Let's go here. Is the featured guest there? Is our featured guest from
I'm
the
here.
Wilkerson? Hi, how
I
are
am
you?
I'm here. Hi. Good evening.
Okay.
I'm well.
Good evening. This is Ms. Ouellette. She's going to be our featured guest for tonight's topic. And we are certainly looking forward to a great show tonight. I want all of my guests, starting with Lady C, Ms. J, and Benny from the block, say hello to Ms. Ouellette, you are.
Well, hello, Ms. Ouellette.
Hello, everyone. Good evening.
Hello, Ms. Ouellette. It's a pleasure to have you on the show tonight. I'm excited to hear some of your comments.
I'm excited to be with you guys.
Excellent. All right, tonight's topic, if you're just joining us, and we're waiting for some more of our co-hosts to be joining us this evening, if you want to be able to speak to the issue tonight, by all means, remember to press 1 on your dial. Press 1 on your dial if you want to be able to speak to some of the issues. I see that some of you all have already started to light up the studio here. You're looking forward to this topic. Tonight's topic is it biblical for a man to submit to his wife? The question is it biblical? That means, is it spiritual? Is it coming from the Bible? Did God say this? Or did man say that? Or what is it? So, Ms. Willette, I want to first begin by asking you, is it biblical? Is it biblical that a man should submit to his wife? And before you go there, I want to introduce a new co-host that will be joining us this evening, you all. We have Ms. Teresa Morton, M-O-R-T-O-N, Ms. Teresa Morton, who's going to be joining us as another one of our co-hosts. She brings a wealth of experience and knowledge, and she's going to be joining the team as the Director of Sales and Marketing and Promotion. So I want to go ahead and welcome her. Let's bring her in. Teresa, are you there?
I am here. Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. We can. Hello, and just tell us briefly.
Good evening, everyone.
Yeah, tell us in 20 seconds or less a little bit about your show. I mean, a little bit about yourself and what you look forward to bringing to our programming.
Amen. What I look forward to bringing, well, just about myself, I have a interdisciplinary certification in music and business entertainment from Joel Katz from Kennesaw State University. I also I've been a recording artist, a gospel recording artist. I am a music evangelist as well as a Bible counselor, and I look forward to assisting the ministry in growing bigger and bigger and reaching as many people as possible.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. We're certainly looking forward to your commentary throughout our program, and I'm sure all of our co-hosts welcome you. Now let's go over. We're still waiting for some more of our co-hosts to log in with us. And while we're doing that, and just keep in mind, you all, this studio picks up every sound, even from here in Atlanta. We pick up every sound that you all make. So if somebody is moving a piece of paper, if you're chewing a piece of gum, anything that you do, we hear the sound in the background. So we're going to ask you to be so kind, unless you're speaking, to mute your phone. If you're touching the steering wheel of your car, we pick up every sound in this studio, and it becomes a major distraction in the studio. So we're going to ask that you all would do that for us, if you'd be so kind. And then when you're speaking, go ahead and unmute your phone. All right, so Ms. Willette, we go back to you, and we begin to ask you the question again. Is it biblical for a man to submit to his wife? Is it biblical?
Okay, I had to go back to unmute myself. So it is biblical for, can you hear me now?
We can, perfectly.
Okay, so my answer is yes. And the yes is biblical for a husband to submit himself to their wives, but the submission is to submit to the love, to the need of loving their wives. That's what a submission is.
Okay, so Ms. Willette, is there a scripture that it says, I believe that there is a scripture that says, wives, submit yourself unto your husband. But is there a scripture that says, husbands, submit yourself unto your wives?
It's in the same scripture. It's in, you're referring to Ephesians. If you are reading in Ephesians, it's going to tell you what the husbands are ordered to do as well. So
it tells you to love your wife as Christ loved the church. That's what it says. But does it? My question to you is, is it scriptural that the Bible, is it coming from the Bible, that the Bible says husbands love your wife, submit to your wives? As it does, it says, wives, submit yourself unto your husbands.
It does not use the word submit, if that's what you're looking for. It does not use the word submit. But how do you take the order of loving your wife? That's a directive.
So he says that love your wife as Christ loved the church. Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by, Miss Willette, and we're going to we're asking if you want to be able to speak to the issue tonight. By all means, press one on your dial. We do have someone. We're going to go to the phone lines early, and then we're going to read the story and come back. Let's go to 305-684. Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Walker. You're live.
Hey, Dr. Walker, can you come back to me? This is Tim from Orlando. Can you come back to me? I partially heard it.
All right, the question is it biblical for a man to submit to his wife? Does the Bible say that a man should submit to his wife? Tim, whatever you're doing, we hear a lot of
noise
in the background.
That's why I was asking you if you can come back to me.
Okay, sure. We'll come back to you, Tim. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by.
Thank you.
Let's go to the phone lines once again. Let me start. Let's bring in Lady C. Lady C, do you think that it's scriptural for a man to submit to his wife?
No, but it is scriptural for a woman to submit to her husband. And I like the caller said, it does say it in Ephesians 22 through 27. It does speak to, wives submitting to your husband. So, and for husbands to love their wives as, as Christ loved the church and gave himself
right
for him.
All right. We're going to ask that you stand by. Let me go ahead with tonight's story because we're a quarter of the way out of time already, and we just got on the show. Once again, if you're just joining us, we're live all the way from the Hyatt Regency in Atlanta, Georgia, beautiful Atlanta. The weather's cooperated for the entire day. All the opinions that are expressed on my show are those of my own, my co-hosts, and even our callers. So we respect everyone's opinions. The information that we give is not for legal advice, psychological advice, or therapy for that matter. If you're looking for information in those areas, we're going to encourage you to seek the appropriate professional in those fields. The information that's presented over these airways are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Tonight's characters are Brian and Kathy. Brian and Kathy, they're both in their early 20s and have been dating for nearly 2 years. Neither of them has been married or have children. They're successful in their respective careers. There's no question of their love for each other. Recently, Kathy accepted Brian's proposal to get married. However, there's some concern she has relative to whether Brian will be the husband of her dreams. She finds that it is one thing to date him and things are going well, but understands it may be totally different once they are married. Throughout their dating, they have talked about all possible issues that are likely to come up. Now, many of those issues include religion, children, family, finances, friends, entertainment, and, of course, marriage. With all the things they have discussed, the one thing that stands out that brings great concern to Kathy happens to be Brian's attitude toward a wife being totally submissive to her husband as opposed to the husband having to actually be submissive to his wife. Okay, so now they have been reluctant to discuss this issue because it has always ended in an argument, which really disturbs Kathy. Brian is rather adamant about having his wife submit to him. When Kathy specifically asked Brian to explain what it means to be submissive, he has no problem telling her that a woman's role is to be obedient. He uses the word obedient. A woman's role, he says, is to be obedient to her husband in all things at all times. So those of you all that are listening out here, this is what Brian tells Kathy, his fiance. He says a woman's role is to be obedient to her husband in all things at all times. He also emphasizes that it is not biblical that a man has to be submissive to his wife. This is exactly where the problems come in for Kathy. She feels that he will demand that his wife submits to him without having a qualified opinion or mindset of her own. After several discussions on this issue with her best friend, Kathy is now reconsidering her acceptance of Brian's marriage proposal because she is clearly not pleased about his attitude about her being submissive to him should they get married. Now, we start out with our questions tonight. Ms. Ouellette, we're going to give you the first one. Is it that important to get clarity? Is it that important to get clarity on a wife's submission to her husband prior to them getting married, in this case, Kathy and Brian? Is it that important?
Obviously, yes, because a lot of people have different definitions of submission, and they are clearly not in the same ballpark at all.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
So clarity is important. All right. Ms. J, let me bring you in from the Peach State here in Atlanta. What do you think? Do you think that let me ask you this question. Do you think with Brian being so adamant about that he uses the expression, he says a woman's role is to be obedient, you know, to her obedient, and he uses that word very strongly, to be obedient to her husband in all things, he says, and at all times. How do you feel about that, Ms. Jane?
I think Brian has a misunderstanding of being submissive. To be submissive, you know, it still says you have to love and respect your wife, you know, as God, as Christ did the church. That does not mean that you don't respect or don't love her. You have to treat her equal still, you know. To be submissive, not saying your wife is to be a slave to you. And that's what Brian seems like he wants. To me, he's more holier than thou and have not read the Bible that well. He don't understand Ephesians, because if he kept on reading, he would see how, you know, God talked about how the man should love the wife because they become one after they get married. So Brian has a problem.
I'm on the show line.
Blake. Brian. That's his name, Brian, yeah.
All right. Okay. So, yes, that's very interesting. let's bring in Tim before we go to the other co-host, and then we'll bring in Benny C shortly. Tim, give us your take on this here. Brian, I mean, the word obey is not even in the wedding vows anymore. It used to be somewhere around the time when maybe I was just a little older than a teenager, but apparently somewhere along the way it came that women were not having that word in there anymore, and they refused to probably marry a man. And the word was taken out of there. Tim, what are your thoughts on that one sentence that Brian used here? He said a woman's role is to be obedient to her husband in all things at all times. What are your thoughts on that, Tim?
I think he's right. I think all women should be submissive to their husband and be obedient to them to everything that they say.
What is that young man?
And they should put that. They should put that back into the marriage vows too. That women should be obedient to their husband. I mean, just whatever he says, that's what they should do.
Oh no!
Someone wants to know if you're married, Tim.
Yeah, I'm married.
Okay.
To three different women, and they all submissive. Yeah.
And they're all submissive. So, Ms. Ouellette, do you agree mm-hmm. with what Tim is saying tonight? Tim mm-hmm. says that they should put that word obey back in there. And,
absolutely.
And the woman should do I'm sorry, go ahead.
Absolutely not. I strongly disagree.
I agree.
We're getting noise from somebody's background. Somebody's moving something. We're getting noise. It's picking up in the studio. I'm sorry, y'all. So, Ms. Ouellette, we couldn't hear you. What did you say?
I say I strongly disagree. Is his name Tim?
Tim, yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
That's my name, Tim.
Tim?
Tim, yes.
Yes, I strongly disagree with Tim because the lack of respect is there, and it's just understanding that to have a wife and to say that she has to be obedient to him is saying that he doesn't respect the wife as an equal. She is like a servant to him. A wife's period are to be under their husbands, and they are to serve their husbands. And that's a whole different show, Dr. Walker, because I do
okay.
believe,
well, that's,
as you know, I do believe in serving, but not in the way that Tim is speaking, in a disrespectful way, not giving
honor. No, Dr. Walker, I'm not saying it in a disrespectful way. I'm saying that a woman should listen to their husband. I'm saying that a woman should listen to everything that his wife says. I'm saying everything that a wife should listen to everything her husband says, because that's how it should be.
Uh-huh.
It's plain and simple as that. What the man says is what should go.
No. I agree that a woman should listen to everything a man says out of respect, and they should come to an agreement. Because if a man says something that is simple, and he expects the woman to do it, no, you should never submit to sin, and everything the man say is not correct. The man is not God. He's not perfect.
So that means she doesn't have a voice.
I mean.
She don't have her own thought. She don't have her own rationale.
No,
she loses her
voice
and her own
thinking.
Should.
Right.
But
okay,
I'm not saying that a woman should. If her husband says,
let me just see what he's saying.
I'm not saying that if a man say, go rob a bank, go rob the bank. No. But if the man is at home and a man says, I want my dinner, there's no question. Get up, go get my dinner. I want my slippers. No, don't question me. Go get my slippers.
That's what I thought I heard. That's
abusive.
Can I
say something?
Respectfully.
But I have no problem with getting my husband food and his slippers, but as long as he said with respect and I feel the love,
correct.
Ain't no problem with that. But you have
correct.
To do it with respect
and
always
point.
Let that woman know she has that love from you.
Exactly.
So I started out, Dr. Walker. Remember, I started out, Dr. Walker, in addressing how men should submit in their love for their wives. Remember?
Right. Okay, yes, I remember that. Yes.
Okay, because that is how this will become equal in partnership. Because women can't just submit to a man that has not shown respect. It's easy to submit when you are shown respect. It's very easy.
Okay.
It's very
all right, we're
easy
gonna
to
ask this.
Hello? And
right.
When you're we're
going to stand by just a second, Ms. Willette. Tim, we're going to stand by, Ms. Jay. We're going to ask all of you all to stand by. We've got a number of callers that want to chime in tonight. If you are one of them, press one on your dial. Let me just go, and once again, all the opinions on the air are those of whether it's my opinion or my co-host or the callers or our featured guest. And we certainly want to respect everyone's opinions, even when we don't agree. But, we would love to give everybody their equal chance to present their opinions. Let me go to we're going to ask you to stand by. Benny from the block, let's go to you. Let's ask, what do you think that when it comes to we've identified, it looks like it's not biblical for a man to submit to his wife, but it is biblical for a man to love his wife as Christ loved the church. What's your take on that? And then we're going to go to South Florida, 954-826.
Very quickly, we have to remember something very important. We are evolving as humans. We're evolving in everything. We evolve in love, our lives. We evolve in age. So things evolve. And so the word was given to us as a basis for the basic sense of how to evolve into that type of love that you have for your wife. In order for your wife to do the things that we think they should do, we have to first become that. If I want my wife to get my shoes or fix my dinner, I got to be willing to get her shoes and fix her dinner. I got to be the example for what she is supposed to be to me. So in order for me to do that, I have to have the right mindset to think, because I love this woman, because I love myself, and the love that I have for myself is going to be imparted into her, all that I want her to do, I'm willing to do for her in return. So that's the evolution of who we are. We are evolving to be better. Obey is a totally different way of looking at life. We think that our children are supposed to obey us, and we know from experiences that they don't always do that. But we still make certain situations available to them to get them to a level to understand what it means to have respect and to obey their parents. So, again, everything has to do in how we evolve. Obey and make sure your wife do what you want to, that is not practical anymore. We have to know that each person, even if they become one, they have two separate journeys, and those journeys have to coincide with each other.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by, Ben, from the block. Let's bring in Teresa. Let's bring you in. Teresa, there was a time when it did say in those marriage vows, obey, the woman is to obey her husband. And I heard what Benny from the block is saying. He's saying we are constantly evolving. And we're going to get to 954826 in just a moment. We're constantly evolving. And we're going to also take some of the comments. So with that, does that mean that, I mean, we're looking at marriages now, and they're in the high 50s of divorce. So somewhere something went wrong, and certainly we're trying to find out what is going wrong. Is it that the vows have changed? What has changed? Teresa, from your perspective, what has changed, if anything?
What has changed? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, quickly, 20 seconds left, please.
All right, very quickly, what has changed? The world has changed, and the perspective of marriage and relationships have changed because the world has changed into something that is not recognizable. However, I agree with the last comment. In order for a woman to submit, and that word submit to most men means, you know, this subservient, bow down type of situation. But when you love a woman, as Christ said in Ephesians 5:25, as Christ loved the church and he gave his life for the church, when you have that type of love for a woman, you don't have to tell her to do anything. She's going to automatically submit, and it's going to be out of love, not out of an obedient type of a situation, but because she loves you, you love her, and you've become what you want her to be. So I agree exactly what he said in that perspective. That was beautiful. That was exactly what I would have said. So if you want someone to be a certain way, you become that person. And
okay.
So and she falls in line.
Right. Okay, we're going to ask you you just used a very powerful thing there. She falls in line as if there is an alignment. Teresa, I want to stay with you just for a second. So what does that mean, she falls in line? It's almost like
she falls in line because it becomes natural. In other words, I used to go out and speak a lot. And I went to a church once and I said, how can you want a queen in your life? And I was talking to the males. How can you want a queen? I want my queen, and you don't even serve the king. So that's where it starts. So the husband, in the beginning, you asked, does a man submit to the woman? No, the man has to submit to God. So when a man submits to God, and he's in direct order with God, a woman will fall right in place. But I agree with the other sister. If that's not happening, that ain't happening, then, you know.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. We've got a live one here tonight, you all, and we're almost out of time. Lady C, just before you come in, and we're going to go to 954-826 in just a moment, you all. There's a comment that has come in, and they send it expeditiously. And it says, this male, he writes in, he says, I agree totally with what Tim is saying. He said, the problem is things have changed because women want equality, and women's live movement has hurt them. Therefore, I can't read this word, therefore, it seems as if it's hard for them to get a man because they don't want to obey the man the way that God told them to obey the man. So therefore, women are going to have a hard time getting a man. Let's bring in Lady C. What do you think about that? This man looks like he's trying to write it so fast it's hard to read. What do you think about that, Lady C?
I think it's untrue, only because men come with disrespect. They want us to, like Tim says, whatever I ask of her to do, she better do it, no question. That's not the game anymore. To me, if you want me to get your slippers and you ask, I'll get your slippers, but don't expect me to get your slippers every day and every night. That's not happening. Because, for one, back in them days, the women stayed home and worked. I mean, stayed home and took care of the home while the husband provided. These days, men are no longer providing anymore. Women are as equal to men as men are to women, you know? So, to me, when it comes to submission or doing what a man says, yes, you need to be able to be equal to us. If I ask you to do something, you got to do the same, you know? And, yes, us women don't see a lot of kings out here. We only see a lot of men who like to tell us what to do instead of being the man we need them to be.
Wait, Miss Lacey, what does that mean? You need them to be the man that you need them to be.
Okay.
It's like, God didn't make the man, you know, right? You need to make them over
women,
again?
There's things that us women need. Like, there's things that us women need that men ignore and men tear down and talk down to us in reference to, you know? But
like,
then yet want us to be there for them and submit to them.
Right.
Give us an example. For an example, a lot of us women sometimes want to go out on dates with our husbands. But our husband's like, no, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I want to stay home and I want to chill. Why don't you get in the kitchen and cook? Go do that. That's how men talk to us women.
All right, we're going to ask you.
He's ignoring my needs but want me to do something for him. It's equal opportunity when you're in any relationship.
All right, before we go to South Florida again, we want to go to first. Miss J, I want to bring you in because you seem to have, this has really kind of teed you off a bit, and I can sense that over here. Miss J, is there anything wrong with the woman being in the kitchen to cook while the man chill and watch his sports? Miss J, I'm just asking, I'm just whispering.
As a good wife, as long as he show me that love and everything, no problem. As a good wife, I'm going to cook for my man because my mother trained me. She told me, if you and your husband have an argument, whatever, cook for your husband, you know. And I'm going to cook for you. I'm going to wash your clothes. I'm going to do all this and that. And I'm going to let you be the head of the house. But I want him to remember, I'm his helpmate. So, therefore, let me help you. If you are confused on some stuff, we are equal. I don't want my man to think he's more than me and that we cannot be equal. Because, you know, and we can do flexible roles. And that, to me, that is a great ingredient to a happy marriage. I was with my husband for 42 years. I know how you do that role and how it can be a happy marriage, happy wife, happy home. You work together as partners, all that good stuff.
So, Miss J, I heard you say, I'm not trying to start anything. I'm just asking some questions here. Miss J, you say you're going to let him be the head of the house. What does that mean?
Yeah, I'm going to let it be. No. Maybe I said that wrong, but I marry him to be head of the house. I want a man to be a man.
Okay.
Be the head. But I'm your helpmate. I don't want no wimp for a husband. I want him to be a man. I don't want to take charge.
We're getting a lot of comments that are supporting Tim. Here's another male. He writes in. He says, listen, obviously the women on here, I would venture to say, Dr. Walker, that they probably don't even have a man because they're speaking this stuff, and that's what's caused things to change. The women are speaking too much, and it's not allowing them to get with the man that God would have for them because they want to rule the man. They want to recreate the man. That's not what we're saying.
This person on here must have been born in the Stone Age or something. This is the 21st century. Women are out there working to live in today's world. You have to have income. You have to have money. So everybody out there trying to do it together. You know, everybody got dual roles these days. Come on.
Right. We're going to say about Ms. Willette. Ms. Willette, are you there?
Uh-huh. I'm here.
Ms. Willette, it seems like we got war here. It's like I don't know what's going on. Tim has gotten a number of comments to support what he's saying, and, I'm confused here tonight. You know, and all we did was ask the question, is it biblical for a man to submit to his wife? Go ahead, Ms. Willette.
I want you to ask
since you're the host, I want you to ask Tim, is he willing to evolve to the man that is willing to help his wife? Is he willing to become the person he wants his wife to be?
Okay.
Just
so,
as one of the callers said. So okay. is Tim willing to give some of this love and attention that he seeks from his wife? Is he willing to go get the slippers? Is he willing to go get the dinner?
Mm-hmm. Tim, I don't want to put words in my mouth. Are you hearing what Ms. Willette is saying? Would you respond to that, please, before we go to phone?
I hear every word she's saying, and I hear every word everybody's saying. But yeah, I'm willing to go get my own slippers and go get and cook me something to eat if she's not home. But when she's home, that's what she needs to be doing for me. Not me. I shouldn't have to get up out of my chair from watching TV to go get my shoes because I want to take mine off, or you know, get up and go cook because I got a football game on. Why should I be able to sit down and relax? Why
okay.
not? I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, women want to get out there and work. Fine, y'all get out there and work, but make sure you come home and work too.
Can I say something, please?
Somebody else needs to speak to Tim.
Ms. Willette, go ahead, and then, ladies, we're going to bring you in. Tim, we're going to ask you to stand by for a second. But wait a minute. I've got one person out of Atlanta that's listening live. We've got one person that's listening live. I want to bring them in because they want to chime in. And, ma'am, tell us what's your name.
Patrice.
Hi, Patrice. You've been hearing the show. I mean, tonight we're talking about biblical, and you've heard what's been going on. And we've got a war online tonight. What is your take? I mean, Tim says, you know, if the woman's not home, he'll fix his food, he'll get his slippers. But if she's there, he shouldn't have to get up out of his seat to go get his slippers. She should get them for him. How do you feel about that?
Well, I feel like this. If I were... then he can go get my slippers for me and let me sit down. Because if he's been at home before I got home, he can put the dinner on. He can get everything started and have everything ready for me when I'm coming.
But, Tim, I want you to respond to that. She's in Atlanta. She's in Atlanta. What would you say to that, Tim?
You sure she's in Atlanta? Most of them sound like they're in Atlanta.
So what's wrong with
Atlanta, that's
Tim?
Good because I have nothing's wrong with Atlanta because none of my where I am, well, I don't have to be worried about none of them coming to attack me later because of what my opinion is. Because, you know, women can get psycho too. Not only should they obey the man, but they should just deal with whatever the man dish out to them, scratching up their car and you know, just doing crazy things. Women have to be put in their place. At home. In the kitchen and the bedroom whenever the man is ready. It's not when they're ready, it's when the man is ready.
Oh, persons like that sound very inferior to me.
We're
to a woman, they just feel.
I'm not. Go ahead, Tim.
I'm a king. I am a king. When a man is a king of his castle, everything under him is beneath him. And a woman beneath that man as long as she's in his castle because he's the king.
There you go.
He needs to
I suggest you read the rest of Ephesians because you haven't read Ephesians. You haven't read that.
I thought I read him correctly. The first time he spoke.
Okay.
Thank you,
Ms.
Tim. Nice hearing you.
Ms. Willette, we're going to give you a chance, and then we've got to bring some more callers in. We've got more than, I mean, we're overbearing with these comments that Tim has supporters of here, and they're all men. Okay, Ms. Willette, what do you think?
Of course they are.
Give us your thoughts.
Of course they are. There's not a woman that's going to support Tim thinking because he doesn't respect women, as that's what I thought when he spoke the very first time. I heard a disrespect in his tone. So, No, I don't think there's a woman on this line that will respect Tim's thinking. And Tim, needs to go back and read Ephesians.
He needs to go back where?
And read the complete Ephesians. All the way to 31.
You wanted to come in earlier. I want to bring you in. I want to bring Ms. Jay in. Lady C, you were going to comment. Teresa, we're going to ask you to stand by. Lady C, did you have another comment?
All I was going to, the last person said it, all I was going to do is ask him what was wrong with him, why he can't come home and cook if his wife had a long day and why he can't clean. I mean, it's about equal opportunity. You can't expect for the wife to go work all day, put in 8 hours. And if she got kids, she putting in 10 and 11 hours a day and she didn't expect for her to come home and cook and clean and cater to you when you should be catering to her as well. Yes, I agree with the lady. It is a disrespect when men think like that. Because when men think like that, that makes us women don't want to be with them. We don't consider y'all kings when y'all think like that. We consider y'all boys because y'all haven't grown up into the man y'all need to be. When I say a man needs to be a man, the man needs to be the man we need him to be, that's what I'm talking about, that train of thought, that thinking that Tim has.
So, all right. So in other words,
Tim, you went out. What was that, Tim?
Yeah, so
you went out.
So you all think that you are, so a man that comes into his home as a king, you're going to change him to make him into a boy.
A man is supposed to be able to change for his wife. If your wife is uncomfortable with the way you're treating her, you got to pay attention to her actions. So therefore, you can go and change your ways. Your ways can push your wife out the door. Your ways can keep your wife in a cell where she's not speaking the way she feels because she's afraid of you. Now, the problem
is, she leaves,
you
then there's another one across the street.
Very, very dominant in themselves. You won't be able to handle that woman because she will make you bow down. Because why? She's dominant in her ways and she's comfortable in her skin. And she's telling you, I'm not going to tolerate you treating me that way. And so you won't be able to handle a woman like that.
Did you hear what he said,
so
lady?
She wants to leave, let her leave because there's one across the street, and then there's one around the corner. There's one down the other street on the other side of me, behind me, that will submit. So if she wants to go, then let her go. If she can't do
Dr.
what I
Walker,
ask her to do.
I know you staged Tim because don't no man these days think like that. He must be staged. He got to be.
No. No, none of this. I'm just listening. I'm just giving his opinion. Ladies, Ms. Jay, let's bring you in. Well, I'm just over here. I'm like, this is unreal. But he's got a lot
it
of support.
It is unreal. You know, I was reading a little bit, and I was reading a little bit where it said, when man submits to the wife, a man needs to submit to his wife, and that will help give him more power, whereas his prayers will not be hindered. And what Tim is saying, Lord Jesus, your prayers are being hindered. Just keep reading this Bible. This is in 1 Peter 3:7. You know,
right.
you are not doing what the Bible say for your wife, the love and respect. You left out that respect completely. And the love,
right.
You know what you remind me of that show, All in the Family. Okay, Archie, I'm coming. You remember that show? Well, please.
I'm sorry, you all. I'm seeing Miss Jay. I'm hearing you out of character, Lady C. I mean, it's kind of funny to me, and it's just opinion. But we're gonna ask you to stand by. All in the Family. You know about that show, All in. You know, so we're gonna ask you to stand by. But it's amazing. He's got the number of supporters that are actually chiming in. Teresa, I'm going to ask you to stand by. Let me go to the phone line, 954-826. Thank you for your patience. We do apologize for the delay. Who do we have with us and welcome?
This is Brother James, Dr. Walter. How you doing?
Fine, Brother James. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your patience. What's your take on this here in 20 seconds or less so we can get back to you?
Okay, first of all, let's go to the root of this whole thing. It's God's law. Even though the world changed, God said, I change not. His word don't change. What is in the Bible is for the people of God and the people that follow God, his laws, his statutes, and they walk under God. Men follow God. And the Bible says if a man follows God, his wife has to trust him like he trusts God. So if you don't follow God and God's laws, you have no right as a man to to expect your wife to follow you because you can't even follow the person who made everything. So if, number one, it's made for God's people. So whatever the world does outside of God, they can do that. They can have all these new rules and 2021 rules, but God's law, God's word does not change. And a woman is not equal to a man, and she's not beneath the man. The Bible says she's a weaker individual. She's weaker. And as a man, you're supposed to understand that and not take advantage of that. You're supposed to love her like you love yourself. If you're not going to hit yourself, don't hit your wife. If you're not going to call your wife by, if you're not going to call yourself by your name, don't call your wife by your name. But and the Bible says if your husband who's following God stops following God, then the wife doesn't have to follow him no more because she should not lose her salvation because her husband has fallen off. So
all right,
whatever the world does, this is for God's people. This is for people who follow God. That's what it's for. And everybody that adjoins himself to God. This is not for the world, because the world, a whole lot of the world now, they reject the Bible. Some of them say the Bible is, you know, this and that. So whatever the world does means nothing to God, because God said his people follow what he says. And if you follow God's law and you read the Bible as a man, you're going to treat your wife just like Christ treated like the church.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by, Brother James. We've got a lot more comments. We're not going to be able to get to all of these comments tonight. We're not going to be able to get to all the callers. And I do apologize for that. We'll try to take about six more of the comments that have come in. We'll go quickly, you all. If we can, we got about 12 minutes before we bring the show to a close. We're going to give Lady C the final word to close the show out tonight. And here we go. Is it biblical for a man to submit to a wife? This female, she writes in, and we're going to give this one to Teresa. This female, she writes in, she says, although it may not be biblical, I don't see anything wrong with a man submitting to his wife. After all, they're in the marriage together. Teresa, what do you think about that? Submit to each other, she's saying. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm in agreement with her to a biblical perspective as what Brother Tim just said. Is that his name, Brother Tim? James, okay, yeah. And so what to me, so if I transpose that into what I'm going by the Bible, so a husband and wife has to submit to God. So if they don't submit to God, especially the man, if he don't submit to God, how can she submit to him?
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to ask you to stand by. We need you all comments for 20 seconds or less because we are almost out of time. Let's go to the phone line, 305-769. Who do we have and welcome? Thank you for your patience.
Good afternoon. This is Ms. Augustine. You know, I've heard a lot, and I think this gentleman has been listening to this gentleman on YouTube, Samuel whatever, and to know that there are men that really think like he does, and they really do. The Bible say that the woman submit to the man, and the man love the wife like he loved Christ, as he loved the church. That gentleman, Timothy, why is he even on this line? Why are y'all even listening to him? You know, man, I tell you, I just would mute him. He's crazy.
Well, see, but the thing is, we're, you know, remember now, the show is not, I mean, if we all walked, how can two agree unless they walk together, right? How can two walk together unless they agree? I'm sorry. So we're just getting some opinions here, and Tim is, you know, entitled to give his opinion, and that doesn't mean that everybody's subscribed to that. Just like Ms. Willett, she's given her opinion, and people are subscribing to that. We're not endorsing any opinion.
A lot of men today believe what he says and talk
about
the way he speaks.
Well, yeah,
because they listen to Calvin Samuel, and they're talking about the red pill man. And I am speechless to hear a man speak that way of a woman. He doesn't.
Right,
does he love his mother?
All right.
Does he want his father to treat his mother that way?
All right. That's a good question. That's a good question. We're going to actually stand by. We got to take a word from our sponsor. We got to interrupt just for a second. We've got Marjorie Cross coming in. This is one of our sponsors. We got to take a break to hear from our sponsor. Ms. Cross, you're on live.
Yes. Good evening, Dr. Walker, and good evening to all your co-hosts, and also welcome and to everyone on the line, and welcome to Ms. Teresa Morton, your new co-host. Yes, my name is Marjorie Allen Cross, and I'm a health and wellness consultant with one of the most leading companies in the world. We're A+ on the Better Business Bureau. And we have a lot of different health products that may be able to help you with any health illness or condition that you may have. And my website is www.sisterlove.isagenix.com/collagen, C-O-L-L-A-G-E-N. I'll just repeat that. And my number is 786-319-7223. Again, my number is 786-319-7223. And my website, again, is www.sisterlove.isagenix.com. ISAGENIX.com/collagen, C-O-L-L-A-G-E-N. And when you call, just say, tell them that you heard it on the Dr. Jesse Walker show. God bless you all. Thank you. And great show, Dr. Walker. I'm enjoying it.
Thank you very much. That's one of our sponsors. And if you all have a business out there, you can certainly get an opportunity to subscribe with us. And you can go to the website, drjessewalker.com, and see our subscribers. And you can also advertise your business online. Ms. Willette, we're going to give you the next comment. We're down to about 6 minutes, about 6 minutes. This male, he writes in, is it biblical for a man to submit to his wife? No, it's not biblical, even though you have so many women trying to change things around for their convenience and wanting a man to submit to them. That's not what the Bible says, he says. Ms. Willette, what do you... Is this like a Tim supporter? I mean, no disrespect to Tim, but what do you think about that? He says it's not biblical. So many women are trying to change it around.
No, we're not trying to change the word. The word is what it is. It's not biblical, but what we are saying is that we need for everyone to acknowledge that being submissive does not mean we are just becoming subservient under men. We need men to acknowledge that they are to follow God, and we will gladly submit to our men, and we will walk together following Christ and build happy families and build happy homes walking together. But when men are not doing what they're supposed to do, then there's no reason for them to be looking at us like, why aren't they doing what they're supposed to do? They're not listening to us. They're not being obedient. They're not being submissive. Like, just do away with that terminology, because you're not following the word of God. You're not doing what you're supposed to do as far as loving us as God has ordered you to do.
All right.
When you love your wife the way you're supposed to, it's very easy to want to be submissive. It's very easy to want to serve.
Patrice, back here in Atlanta, she's been itching to get in to just give us a thought on, is it true, Patrice, tell me what you were telling during the station break, that a woman would not have a problem submitting to a man if he were aligned with God?
That's right. If he has everything in order, then she has no problem following him. She would do anything for him as long as he's living right according to the word.
Tim, we're going to bring you in. I got to give you this next comment. We're almost out of time. We're about 3 minutes. The producers are threatening me over here. This lady writes in, Tim, this is for you, Tim. She says, my husband and our marriage thought that submitting meant that I was supposed to do everything he said to do, just like Tim is talking about, while he did nothing around the house to help me. He developed into a couch potato, and I'm not having it. Tim, your thoughts on that.
Let her go. Find somebody else that will submit.
All right. Listen, we're going to ask
that, people.
All right. We're going to ask
you. Can I say something?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Quickly.
Because what I got to say not going to take, it's not going to take, it's not a short talk. Go ahead. I'll catch you on the next show.
Okay.
I hope the ladies come back for part two. Because I got a lot to say to all of the ladies out there that don't think I'm right.
All right, we're going to
see you next.
Ms. Let me give you the next one here. This male writes in, he says, well, in my opinion, I think the problem is that there are too many women trying to be the man or act like the man. Ms. Willette, what are your comments on that? Chris, Dave, these are some hard ones tonight.
They say we act like we're the man?
Yeah, he says, in my opinion, I think the problem is that there are too many women trying to be the man or act like the man.
Personally, I take pride in being a woman. I take pride in being a queen. I think there's so many women love being women. It's very hard to be a woman. And I know that we're not just trying to do it. It's what God has blessed us to be. So we're doing it, and we don't need to try to be both a woman and a man. We're doing the role that God has blessed us to live in, to live in the skin that we're in. So we're not trying to be the man. We would gladly allow our men to be the head of the house as he should be and submit to that. We just want them to be following Christ. We want them to be in the role that they're supposed to be in and do it well. Once they fall in line with doing what they're supposed to do, we have no problem with submission. We have problem with lining up with them.
All right, we're almost out of time. Ms. Willette, we're going to ask you to stand by. Missy, I want to bring in just quickly here this female. She says, I have absolutely no problem submitting, just like Ms. Willette was saying. I have no problem submitting to my husband as long as he is a God-fearing man who will do the right thing towards me and our family. If he does not do the right thing according to the word of God, I cannot see myself submitting to him. Ms. J, is that what basically you've been saying as well tonight?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying, because if he's doing right, not doing right, and we can't talk about it in with a respectful way, and he's not into God, no. I can't submit to him like that.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Brother James, we're going to bring you in. And a short comment, if you don't mind, because we're about 90 seconds away before Lady C closes out. This male says, well, I will tell you and anyone else right now, he says, I wear the pants in my house, and what I say goes. Just like Tim said, if my wife does not like it, she can pack her bags. I'll just find another woman. Brother James, what do you – wow, these have been some hard ones tonight. Brother James, what do you say to that? I mean, that's
kind of
hard.
Is that how God treated like the church? Because you supposed to, he said you're supposed to love your wife like he loved the church. Is that how God treated like the church? And then if it's not, then he's not in alignment with what the Bible says.
Wow, that's interesting.
That's plain.
We're going to bring in another call. Right. Sister Marvel, we're going to bring you in. We're almost out of time. We've got 15 seconds left, and then we've got to turn it over to Lady C to close us out.
Hi, everyone. I would just like to say to Brother Tim, in the next life, I think he should come back as a woman.
Nice way to close this off. Very nice. Well said.
You know what? We got to give Tim a chance. Tim, do you have a rebuttal? We can give him a second. Wait a minute. Well, let's do this here. Ms. Willette, would you be willing to come back another time for part two?
Only if Tim is invited. We got to save that brother.
All right.
We got to save him.
Would you be willing to come back for a part two? Miss Willette will come back if you're coming on the air.
Yeah, only if every lady on this radio show will come back, especially the one who told me to come back as a woman, because she needs to come back as my husband at the time. She needs to come back as my husband so I can show her what it's really like to be submissive to a man.
No.
The one that just said that I need to come back in my second life as a woman, she needs to come back in her second life as my husband so I can show her how it really should be, a man should be treated.
All right.
Oh, no.
Well, we're going to ask all of you. We're out of time. They're threatening me. If I don't get off this air, they're not going to give us a second show. So we will come back with a part two on this one. Lady, please close us out with some peace.
Well, I am going to close us out with Ephesians 22 through 27. So we all know what it says, okay?
Yes.
It says, wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior, now as the church submits to Christ. So also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. This is what Tim's talking about. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, through the Bible, y'all, reading the Bible, and to present herself to him as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish. Be holy and blameless. That is how I'm closing it out today.
Okay. Amen.
Listen, we are
I'll take that. Can I make one comment real quick? Not one time on this show did I say I didn't love my wife.
Love is action. That's not necessarily true. And not one time did I ever say on this show that I was disrespectful to her.
I could have said, baby, can you go and get my shoes for me, please? I never said I was disrespectful to her when I said ask her to do things. Y'all
you
say
I need
that,
my
though.
Wife to go
that's
get.
A woman.
Right.
No,
okay,
that
good. We'll see you on the next show.
The conversation. Yes, please.
We're
everybody come back to the next show, especially all y'all. Said come.
All right.
Y'all come because the man said to come back.
Listen. We're out of time. Join us here tomorrow night when the topic will be when it comes to heaven. Is it your free will based on conditions? This is part two. We had a very powerful show 2 weeks ago, and we're going to be joined back by Dr. Herbert Moore tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Listen, if you're going to miss the show, you should have missed tonight. But tomorrow, when it comes to heaven, is your free will based on conditions? Part two. You don't want to miss that show. I think we'll be bringing that all the way. We're going to still be here in Atlanta. So we're bringing you the show live from Atlanta, and let's hope the weather cooperates, you all. Listen, until tomorrow night, and if you do the bypass tomorrow night's programming, join us back here live next Thursday for the Boston Just Walk Show. When you thought the night was topic, was hot, wait till next week's show. Nobody will want to miss that one. Listen, until tomorrow, until next week, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Dr. Walker. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
I enjoyed it.
Good night,
you all. Thank you. Keep safe and keep well. God bless you all.
Happy birthday, Martha.
Happy birthday, Martha. Happy birthday again.